We are continuing today, Sunday, the 5th of Cheshvan, October 30th, and we are beginning in Meretz Hashem, actually beginning and ending. We'll be doing the entire Parakhas, the entire chapter 8 of Mesilas Yesharim in today's shir. So we are continuing in the Midah of Zrizos, of alacrity, of zeal, and this chapter is titled Bederech Kineas HaZrizos. How does one acquire this Midah of Zrizos? So the Ramchal writes as follows. He says, Hine, ha'emtsoyim asher nikna bahem Zrizos, heim heim osa asher nikna bahem azihiros. The way to acquire the Midah of Zrizos is the same way in which one is able to acquire the Midah of Zihiros, which we learned about. Umadr goseim ki madr goseim, ukemosh kesabti lamaylo, ki inyonim karov zeva zema od, vein hefresh beneim elisha zeba asin, bezeba lavin. So this is actually very interesting. Here the Ramchal writes, and he's mentioned this before already, that Zihiros and Zrizos are really sister concepts. So remember again, Zihiros, which means awareness, mindfulness, clarity of thought, is really much more focused on the avoidance of negative behaviors. Whereas Zrizos, alacrity, zeal, a certain eagerness, is focused on the seizing of opportunities or performance of mitzvos. But the truth is, they're two sides of the same coin. You can't, in other words, to have full zrizos, you also need zihiros. Zihiros tells me that I should be mindful and therefore avoid the pitfalls of life. Zrizos says I should be alacritous, I should be eager, I should be zealous, and I should grab the opportunities of life. Therefore, the same steps necessary to acquire the midah of zrizos the same steps necessary to acquire the Midah of Zihiros are the same steps necessary to acquire the Midah of Zrizos. And remember, again, we learned before that the way in earlier in chapter 4 in Parak Dalid, that the way to acquire the Midah of Zihiros is through Limurat Torah, through Torah learning, because Torah learning creates a certain sense of mindfulness. And remember, again, and furthermore, we spoke about the idea that in order to acquire the Midah of Zihiros, one has to be contemplative and thoughtful about the weight of their actions, that everything I do matters, everything I do has an effect and a consequence. So the Ramchal posits that it's these same qualities that are necessary to acquire the Midah of Zrizos. So be steeped in Torah, because when a person is learning Torah, that fundamentally changes who and what they are. And number two, to think about that everything I do has a consequence, and everything I do has an impact. V'ka'asher yis'ames eitla adam godol erech mitzos v'rov chavasa bohem v'adai shi'is orer libo el avod v'lo yisrapim mimenu. Here he's focusing on the second part. When a person begins to think about the importance and the power of mitzvos, that every single thing that I do has such a dramatic impact, and every single thing that I do has such dramatic importance, ultimately, it awakens within a person's heart the need to take advantage of his opportunities and not be lax in seizing the moments when they present themselves. Va'omnam, mashiyucha lahagbir his orus hazeh, ho estachlis borobatovo shakodish baruchu osem adam mecholis bechol shah, vaniflos hagidolo shaose imo meis halida atayom acharon. This is actually truly beautiful. The Ramchal says, so in addition to the first two steps, step number one, immersing oneself in Torah, step number two, contemplating that every single thing I do has a consequence and an effect, one should also, in order to inculcate within oneself the Midah of Zrizos, one should think about all the things that Hashem does for them. All of the good that Hashem bestows upon me, and all of the incredible things that Hashem has done for me already from birth and to this present day. Ki mashi yirba lehistakyo lisboni bidvarim eile, hine yarba lehakir liatzmo chova rabba elakel hametiv lo. Because when a person begins to recognize all of the incredible and beautiful things that Hashem has done for me, has done and continues to do for me, I recognize that I have a duty to reciprocate in some way. And because I have a duty to reciprocate, I can't be lazy in fulfilling my obligations towards Hashem. Ki hare hoil ve'eno yochol vadai, ligmo lo tovasu yizbarach, lefachos yoda lishmo ve'ikai mitzosav. Of course, there's no real way for me to repay all the kindness and goodness that Hashem does for me. But in the absence of the ability to actually repay it, at least, what I am obligated to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mitzvos, do it with zeal, do it with excitement, do it with a sense of zrizos. V'hine im l'cha adam be'ezem matzav she'imatzei, im ani v'im asherim barim cholesh, lo yir niflaos tavos rabos matzavav. This is an incredible line. Every single person, no matter what state he is in, rich or poor, healthy, sick, Every single person benefits from the incredible goodness, the tovos, the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon him. Ki ha'asher v'habari, kevar hu chayiv lo yisbarach al ashro v'al briyoso. Person is wealthy, person is healthy. They have to be thankful to Hashem for their wealth and their health. Ha'ani, chayiv lo, shafilu ba'anyo mamtzilo parnasa, so derech nesufela, v'ino manicha lamos borav. Let's say a person is poor. So even if a person is poor, I don't have everything I need, but you know what? Every day that I don't die of starvation, because some way, somehow I have food, there's what to be thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. In other words, even that food, even though I have impoverished circumstances, the idea that there is food to sustain me, at least on some basic level, is the result of the kindness of Hashem. HaChola, al shemachziko bekovid v'chayo makosa ve'eno manichol arayde shachas. The thing goes, similarly again, a person is ill. Even if a person is ill, at the end of the day, every day that a person doesn't die of their illness, that's a chesed from Hashem. He goes on, he says, V'chein kol ki yotzei bazeh, ad she'im l'cha adam shlo yakir atzmo chayiv l'boro. Every single person owes a debt of gratitude to Hashem. Some of us have to have immense gratitude for all of the brachas. Some of us just have to have immense gratitude for the fact that I didn't die of starvation, I didn't die of my illness. Such a different way to look at things, right? In other words, we often kind of presuppose that we're supposed to have everything, and when we don't have everything, so there's something wrong, there's something deficient. And what Ramchal is saying is, every day that I have some semblance of health, i.e. that I'm not dead, there's gratitude to Hashem. Every day that I have food, even if I don't have the abundant wealth that I'd like, there has to be gratitude to Hashem. He goes on, Ad she'im l'cha adam shlo yakir atzmo chayv l'boro, u'bistaklo b'tovos elu shumekabu imenu, v'adai she'is orli his daris lavodoso, kimo she'chesavti l'maylo. And it says to Ramchal, when I recognize that really I owe a debt of gratitude to Hashem, how does that gratitude manifest itself? It manifests itself in the form of zrizos. So now I'm going to serve Hashem, and not just serve Him, but I'm going to serve Him with a sense of alacrity, a sense of zeal, a sense of eagerness. Why? Because I'm indebted, because I owe it. He does so much for me. The least I could do is when I serve Him, to serve Him with a sense of urgency and excitement. Kol shekein, im yisponin heyos kol tuvo talay biyado yizbarach, umash shemitztarech lo, umash shemuchrach eila b'menu yizbarachu, v'lo me'acher, asher alkein, so all the more so when I recognize that the truth is all the good that I receive and all the good that I want to receive all comes from Hashem, and only from Hashem. Alkein v'adesh lo yizatzel me'avod avodosu yizbarach, v'lo yechser lo mashu muchrach eilav. So in other words, here the Ramchal is adding in something additional. The first part was gratitude. Here, it's dependency. And when I really drill down to it, I am fully and wholly, fundamentally dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now that I recognize that dependence, how can I not serve Him with a sense of urgency and zeal? V'hin charoa, shakalalti po b'dvarai shloshas hamadregos, ashechilatim zios. Remember again, in Zihiros, Ramchal spoke about three different types of people, right? The purists, the regular people, and kind of like the lower level. So here the Ramchal says, here, I've kind of put them all into one category. Ki kvar inyono mechad. Si v'adavar lami minyono, shilishlemi hadas tia ha'ara mitzad ha'chova, u'mitzad erach ha'masim mechashivosam. So remember again, the first level of people are shlemi hadas. So remember again, those people who yearn for shlemos, yearn for completion, they understand ultimately why the midos of zrizos is necessary. Lepechusimehem, to those a step below, mitzad ha'olam haba u'kvodo, shalot ha'sigi u'bushli u'magmul b'r'osu ha'tova she'ela ha'sigo, v'ibda. So remember again, to the level down, those are the people who are motivated, they don't want to be shamed in the world to come. Same thing, do your mitzvos with zrizos because you don't want to get to the world to come and see someone has more than you. And the last level, lehamon, mitzad ha'olam hazeh u'tzrach av ki'inyin she'prashti sham l'mala. And again, for the rest of the group, right, even a level lower, ultimately they need to have zrizos for the reasons that of the aforementioned reasons before. So if we bring this all together in Parakhas, really the Ramchal is telling us something amazing. So in this small chapter, the Ramchal is telling us, how do I acquire the midah of zrizos? How do I acquire this midah for myself? Step one, learning Torah. Because learning Torah by definition puts me in a mindset where zrizos becomes a priority. That's step one. Step two, recognize that everything you do, big or small, has an impact, an implication, and a repercussion. Recognize that there's no such thing as an action without consequences and results. And as such, again, in the world of Zrizos, taking advantage of an opportunity sends dramatic ripple effects through my life and potentially even through the entire world. Step three, says Ramchal, recognize that I am indebted to God. I'm indebted to God. Kadosh Baruch Hu does so much for me. Even if I don't have everything I want, I'm still indebted to Hashem because whatever I do have is a gift from Him. And step four is I'm dependent. A dependency. I'm fully and wholly dependent on the good graces of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to just survive in this world. So because of that, says Ramchal, you put all four of these qualities or all four of these steps together. Again, one more time. Talmud Torah, steeping oneself in Torah. Number two, a recognition that all of my actions have repercussions and implications. Number three, a sense of gratitude. Number four, a sense of dependency. Inculcate within myself all of these midos, and I'll be able to acquire the mida of Zerizos. Wonderful. Mazel tov, everyone, upon finishing Parakhas. Looking forward to Mir Tashem to beginning the ninth chapter of Mesilas Yisharim tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.